The next afternoon, Mr. Hoppy took all his other tortoises back to the pet shops and said they could have them for nothing. Then he cleaned up his living room, leaving not a leaf of cabbage nor a trace of tortoise. A few weeks later, Mrs. Silver became Mrs. Hoppy, and the two of them lived very happily ever after. P.S. I expect you are wondering what happened to little Alfie, the first of them all. Well, he was bought a week later from one of the pet shops by a small girl called Roberta Squibb, and he settled down in Roberta's garden. Every day she fed him lettuce and tomato slices and crispy celery, and in the winters he hibernated in a box of dried leaves in the tool shed. That was a long time ago. Roberta has grown up and is now married and has two children of her own. She lives in another house, but Alfie is still with her. Still the much-loved family pet. And Roberta reckons that by now he must be about 30 years old. It has taken him all that time to grow to twice the size he was when Mrs. Silver had him. But he made it in the end. Author's note. Some years ago, when my own children were small, we usually kept a tortoise or two in the garden. In those days, a pet tortoise was a common sight, crawling about on the family lawn or in the backyard. You could buy them quite cheaply in any pet shop, and they were probably the least troublesome of all childhood pets, and quite harmless. Tortoises used to be brought into England by the thousand, packed in crates, and they came mostly from North Africa. But not many years ago, a law was passed that made it illegal to bring any tortoises into the country. Now, this was not done to protect us. The little tortoise was not a danger to anybody. It was done purely out of kindness to the tortoise itself. You see, the traders who brought them in used to cram hundreds of them tightly into the packing crates without food or water, and in such horrible conditions that a great many of them always died on the sea journey over. So, rather than allow this cruelty to go on, the government stopped the whole business. The things you've heard about in this story all happened in the days when anyone could go out and buy a nice little tortoise from a pet shop. This audiobook was produced and published by Penguin Books Limited.